From the World Pork Expo, I am visiting with Doug Wolf, who is the NPPC president. Doug, first of all, tell me where you're from.
Well, I'm from Lancaster, Wisconsin, which is in the southwest corner of Wisconsin, right near Dubuque, Iowa.
Well, I really want to thank NPPC for welcoming the media here. We're at their reception to just kind of get a little bit of comradeship, fellowship, maybe figure out what it is we're all going to do this week. What do we got to look forward to at this year's expo?
We got a great expo set up this year. We've got over 450 exhibitors this year, representing 11 different countries. We've got 33 visiting nations this year. We're expecting over 20,000 attendants. I believe they said there's over 1,200 youth exhibits this year. So we're just expecting a great show.
I checked into my hotel, and a young man in front of me asked why it was so hard to get a hotel room. The lady behind the desk said, "You don't know about the World Pork Expo? It just takes over everything." So very big impact on the local economy, too. I mean, this is a big show.
Yeah, this is great. The city of Des Moines has been really good at helping us host this, and the Marriott's been great at facilitating us also. So, yeah, it's just been a great partnership.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Maybe just a quick comment. What's kind of the current situation, maybe short-term outlook for your industry? What do you think?
Well, we've come along pretty good. We've had a pretty good spring. We've had a little change in our luck here. The prices have gone down, the market price, and of course our input prices are edging up a little bit. So we're turning red, but we're hopefully that God will give us a good crop this year and we'll get some corn in the field.
Well, as some like to say, we're hoping to be inspired this week here at World Pork Expo, and just thankful to have a chance to visit with you. Doug Wolf, he is president of NPPC. So from World Pork Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.